You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mac, the football boss of the Cats and list manager as well. Asava Radigalia, that deal is now done. He's at Port Adelaide. How did that play out over the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's done, Cal. The last couple of days, we've been open for dialogue probably for the last 10 days. And it's fair to say there wasn't too much communication going on there for a bit. But the last couple of days, I've been in contact with Winston Rouse, Asava's management, and, you know, through Winston and opening up dialogue with Cripa, we're able to get the deal done. It was always pretty close, to be fair. I spoke around trying to maximise the deal if Asava was to go. And so then, that was my job to try and do that. And I feel like it's landed in a pretty good spot for both parties.
Let's go through the details very quickly. Pick 25, pick 76 and pick 94. The two at the back. Tell us the thinking there and obviously thinking that they'll come in as the draft gets closer.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we right now that 76 is our third pick at the draft. That'll come in with all the Gold Coast bids and everything involved with all that. So that was the thinking there. We talked about some future stuff, but we were realistic about what Port Adelaide had in their hands. So 76, we do value every pick. We've known all year with the stuff we did last year in the trade period about we're probably working in the back end of the draft. So it gives our guys an opportunity. Hopefully it comes in a bit and we can find a player there.
Dame, I will throw it at you at the desk.
A massive contrast to what you did last year in this trade period, Mac, in terms of the busyness of it. Nothing remaining in the 2 hours left?
Nah, Damo, it's when you do those things last year, we're all really clear about what it meant in the future, given we were moving the future picks. And with Asava, the only player going, we're really comfortable with the young core group we've got. We've got some experienced guys that, given full availability going forward next year, we're really optimistic about what the whole group can do, and we feel there's a lot of improvement left within that. Some players that missed a fair bit of footy and some form and whatever the reasons were. But, I think from here on in, we're ready to be really active in the space again. We don't think, it's hard to do every year, but we're really well positioned going forward. And, we just got to draft well. Clearly, we invested in the future last year and really happy with the way those guys are tracking. As you said, it's hard to do every year. So it's been a bit quieter, and in particular when there hasn't been much going on in conversations.
Mac, speaking of the draft then, with being happy with your list and where it's currently at, what type of player, young player, are you looking to bring in?
Good question. Look, I think there's some midfield stuff that we need to attend to in the short term. Whether that makes is possible in the draft, we'll look at, like we've spoken around last Monday, we're really open to what our picks look like from here. So the 25 actually allows some flexibility with other clubs involved with pick 8 as well. So we'll structure that around there. We'll have some conversations around from here, Jono, from a list management point of view, and work out where we think players might land and what we might need to do. But fair to say, over the next couple of years, there's a few things we need to do. We're no different to every other club. You're trying to get better in every position. Got some older guys that will transition out over the next 24 months. So we need to be really ready for that. And, part of all this is making sure that we are.
Mac, whilst conversations between you and Port, we're at a bit of a stalemate for a while. Did you spend much time, I know Asava's overseas, trying to change his mind or trying to convince him to stick around? Because you've put a lot of time and effort and resource into him. So, and there's not a heap of key position depth down back. So did you spend plenty of this week and last week trying to keep him at the club?
That was always our point around where we thought the value was for Sav. And we made that clear to, got on the front foot with once again, Winston, he's Sav's manager, around where we thought the value was. and totally understand that every other club has their values on players too. Ultimately, he was out of contract. And yeah, that does make it hard. And we did respect that in the end. As we can see, we've done a trade. So to be fair, that was all done leading in, Josh. We feel like we've got a really good environment, really good culture, really good teammates for Sav. And he was a really, really well-liked teammate. The last 10 days probably been less that. Our understanding was he wanted to get to Port Adelaide. It was just about trying to maximise that deal, to be honest. And so... waiting a bit of time and just seeing what flesh out the other end is the way we sort of went about it. But they've got a bit going on, and who knows how they end up with their deals they've got to do from here.
Yep. Mac, thanks as always, mate, for the background on those dealings.
No, appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.